ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of War Room is on. Yeah, that's where we're at, folks. I'm going to go to a video now from friend of the show, Gypsy Crusader. He's the sort of the neo-Nazi guy that was on Alex a couple weeks ago. And he does these chat room conversations, and he films them. And this one blew my socks off. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Here's Gypsy Crusader. Watch this.
I want to understand, why is it you're living in the UK right now? What's wrong with Afghanistan or wherever you came from?
I'm Indian, by the way.
Okay, what's wrong with India?
Nothing.
So why aren't you there?
Because we're here to take over.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're here in the UK and wherever else you guys go to conquer. Wait, no. You want to conquer our countries, correct?
I'm talking about England.
You want to conquer England?
We are on the way there, yes.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, you know, you guys, well, not you, but the British came to India and ransacked us, killed millions of ours, people. Mm-hmm.
So then that would mean it's about revenge. So it's about revenge.
Correct. What goes around? We believe in karma.
Uh-huh.
We're Indians. We believe in karma.
Right.
So we just have to kind of give it back. That's all.
So let me just play this out for you. So India, wait a second. Let's just say, for instance, for argument's sake, that you conquer the UK. How is that going to be better than where you guys came from?
Well, no, we're not planning to make anything better. We're planning to put them back to the Stone Age.
Really? So you just want to wreck everything and then what?
Correct.
Just leave it?
That is the plan. Yeah, then we go back home. Look, we've bought Land Rover. We bought Jaguar. We're about to purchase Rolls Royce. We're taking pretty much Google is ours. You name it. Microsoft is ours. We're taking over. So don't worry.
Right.
As much as you think we're dumb, keep believing so.
You guys are dumb. It's not even a question. I mean, here's the thing. God forbid.
With that thought.
No, I know it's true. I know it's true because you know how
I'm
I know?
I'm happy that you have those thoughts.
You want to know how I know?
I'm not going to challenge
let me,
you.
Let me tell you how I know.
You carry on thinking.
You guys, let's just say that
what
somehow that you guys succeed in what you're trying to do. Let's just say you succeed, right? For argument's sake. When you succeed in whatever you're trying to do, you're going to destroy everything. You're going to wreck everything. And then what do you think? And what do you think white people are going to do after you destroy their homeland? What do you think they're going to do then? If we've conquered you in the past and killed and slaughtered millions of you, like you say,
we didn't have nuclear weapons then. Now we do.
It doesn't matter if you have nuclear weapons, because so do we. So if you want to nuke us, we're going to nuke you. So it's mutual assured destruction. So that's kind of not really an argument.
That's fine. Our population is so big, you can send 50 nuclear, we'll survive it.
I don't think so, because you people are not surviving right now.
You guys will disappear.
You guys are not surviving right now. You guys are dying in the streets from diarrhea, from raping each other and killing each other and all the rest of it. So I seriously doubt that you're going to survive a nuclear holocaust. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Of taking over Google, having a prime minister that was Indian, having the mayor that's Indian.
Right, and every city and every plunged into darkness.
Correct. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Yes.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I got it. I just want to make sure I understand.
You got it.
See? You see? Hold on a second.
That's just about it. We have a moral duty to oppose these people.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. We got a lot of videos to show you here. Like that one we just did, the Indian guy. She's going, yeah, we're going to take over and ruin everything for you. I think white people were too merciful in the past. What's being re-emphasized to me over and over again, white people were way too kind, way too gentle in the past. Really should have been a lot harsher in our colonial days. Because you understand, India and really everywhere, I don't think people understand. You can read books from the early 1900s where they talk about, you know, Chinese wives being bought and sold and foot binding still occurring. Like, this is the crazy thing. And people will point to like Arabs and Muslims and women being forced to wear veils. Like, yeah, it's, you know, compared to the West, pretty much every other culture is, you know, deeply barbaric and primitive. That's true. But it's not just Islam and Muslim. Chinese people bound women's feet to the point where they couldn't walk. Literally every high-born woman in China for a period of time was rendered crippled because they were women. They would bind feet in an incredibly painful way from the time that they're tiny children to the point where they could no longer walk and get around. So, like, when people talk about the West as if, like, colonialism was a bad thing, the classic example in India was the Brits were like, hey, you can't burn women alive anymore. We're here now. Sorry, the British are here now. You're no longer alive to immolate your wives. Sorry. And the Indian guy says, but this is our custom. And the British guy says, well, my custom is to hang murderers. So you do your custom and I'll do mine. Chained woman incident. Human trafficking, false imprisonment, sexual assault. Well, look, China is still a backwards cesspit of abuse and corruption. Nobody's denying that either. The point is that during the time of colonialism, it's not like, you know, a bunch of people in England with steam engines and sophisticated technology, and they're going to India and it's like, hey, we've got a new steam engine here. England was showing up to places that had never created written languages, or in the best case, like in India or China, were developed in certain senses, but at the same time, were incredibly barbaric and cruel and mean and small, spiritually small, burning wives because their husbands died, binding women's feet so they can't walk around, selling human beings like commodities. I mean, that's what the world was like for all of time until Europe showed up and forced them to stop. The white man's burden. I believe in the white man's burden. Personally, that's my position. And it's the fact that we've given up that obligation that has rendered us impotent these days. It's very upsetting. So again, that is an Indian person themselves telling you exactly what their intentions are. And again, we could show millions of videos. And okay, you could talk to an Indian person that says, what? I don't agree with that. That's crazy. I've got no... But like, are they trying to stop it? Are they calling it out? Are they organizing against it? Are they speaking out in their own communities against this mindset? Probably not. We just have to stop taking... At a certain point, we just have to stop taking it. And that's the answer. And that's the solution, is just stop taking it already, please, for the love of God. So I thought this was put pretty well. And it's a nice fantasy. It's a nice wish, a dream. It's from Chief Egregore Officer on X. I feel like I should know what that means before I say it. Sounds dirty to me. But he says, this is what I wish the Trump administration would say. Quote, we do not agree with the ruling handed down by the Supreme Court today. We do not always agree with the Supreme Court, but this case is different. The Supreme Court's ruling today is not just wrong, but has implications which ultimately threaten to permanently deprive the American people of their nationhood and sovereignty. While the Supreme Court has long claimed judicial supremacy, meaning that they proclaim themselves to have the final say on all matters with respect to the law, and while this generally accepted within normal times, while this is generally accepted within normal times, there is historical precedent for the executive to overrule the Supreme Court in matters of supreme national interest. We believe this is one of those critical moments where the executive must exercise his check on the powers of the judiciary to not uphold their rulings with the force of the executive branch. The judicial branch is the least representative of the people, as it is the only branch of the state which is not democratically selected. The president, by contrast, consistently gets the most electoral turnout within our political system, meaning the office of the president and the mandate he was elected on are generally the most representative of the actual will of the American people. The Supreme Court ruling today not only frustrates the delivery of that mandate, but is so outrageous in its implications for our national sovereignty and security that to allow this interpretation to stand would be irresponsible, if not outright suicidal, for our nation. And so the office of the president, empowered by the sovereignty entrusted to him by the American people in this case, has concluded it must exercise that sovereignty to decide the exception. We must take exception to the judicial supremacy clause binding the other branches to the Supreme Court rulings. The Trump administration does not recognize this ruling as valid and will enforce Executive Order 14160, protecting the meaning and value of American citizenship as originally ordered. The court has made their ruling. Now let them enforce it. Thank you for your attention in this matter. A man can dream, right? A man can fantasize. What if we lived in a world where the people we have spent a decade having our lives ruined to support? Is that thing? It's not just 10 years of no progress. It's not just 10 years of negative progress. It is that. It is very much that. We do have more illegal immigrants. We do have more DEI. Transgenderism is more entrenched now. Nothing has really substantially, tangibly, effectively, or permanently changed for the better at all. But what if it was the other way? What if he actually tried? One can imagine. But it's not just that we've lost these 10 years and are on our way to losing these 14 years. It's that we've lost the motivation. We've lost the hope. We've lost all of the effort and the money and the time and the friendships and the family time. That was all ruined because, and yes, I don't blame Trump for the socialist being completely insane, for his reasonable suggestions causing chaos and outrage on the other side. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who had to pay the price. The average Trump supporter has, in almost every circumstance, suffered to some degree for their support from Trump, whether that's just losing friends or going to jail for years and being put in solitary confinement or being bankrupted because you're seen as a political threat. We have suffered all of this. We have endured all of this with the belief, truly, sincerely believing, that if we could just use our system correctly, if we could just vote for the right person, we don't have to all go down in flames. We can actually rescue this nation at the last minute. We put all of our effort, all of our money, all of our time, in some cases our freedom or our lives into this, and we have gotten nothing in return. So it's not like just 10 years of time. It's 10 years of effort that could have been put towards something effective, could have been focused on anything with even a remote chance of actually changing things. Instead, not only has it been stolen from us and squandered and wasted and just stolen, just like given away to Israel, even though it was us that suffered, even though it was us that fought, even though it's us that you're supposed to represent, it has all been stolen from us. It has all been squandered by Donald Trump. And it's left us wondering why we would trust anybody ever again. I mean, if somebody can look as good as Trump, seem as good as Trump, say the things that Trump said, have the attitude and the forcefulness and the freedom of action and the independent wealth, like this is like a totally unique circumstance. We put all of our belief in it and we got screwed. You think we're going to just, all right, well, let's pick up and do it again. No one's going to do that. We're not going to do that. It is so utterly tragic what the Trump administration has turned out to be. Such a betrayal. And again, I hate to really go there, but genuinely, I think we would have been better off if Trump had never come down the escalator. I don't know what the world would look like now, but like, you know, What could Hillary Clinton have done that Joe Biden didn't do or that Trump himself didn't do? What was she going to do? Get us into war with Iran? What was Hillary Clinton going to do? Open the border and flood us with tens of millions of people? What was she going to release a virus and put us all on lockdown and then mandate vaccines that kill us? What could she have possibly done that we have not lived through? And in all reality, without Trump there stirring up the pot and giving them all, you know, justification for treating Republicans like they're fascists, like maybe she would have gone a little slower. Maybe they wouldn't have, you know, been able to do what they've since done. It doesn't really make any sense to like open up the border and be like, rush the border, everybody get in. If you haven't already had the setting of the table of Donald Trump making this his major platform. So I don't know. It sucks. But that's just where we're at. And I'm not an accelerationist by any means. And I think accelerationism, I'm just looking at South Africa. I mean, that's the obvious. It's not like, well, you know, everything's getting worse now. So now people will be more radical. No, people are just going to give up hope. Yeah, there's me, Hillary Clinton supporter. I mean, I'd love to be wrong, but like, I'm really racking my brain. Well, I mean, okay, you know, there's one point we got the Supreme Court, didn't we? I mean, didn't we get the people that we wanted on the Supreme Court? So that must have made a big difference, right? This is what I mean. What has been the benefit? He didn't change the Republican Party. It's still the neocons in charge. They're still warmongers. They still don't give a single slightest damn about the well-being of the American people if they can line their pockets destroying us. They're still in the pockets of corporations. They're still controlled by the lobbies and the money that Trump was supposed to be immune to. We are still on a pathway towards demographic eradication, and the slope is even steeper than it was when Trump first started. What have we gotten from Trump being elected? Some of us got killed. Some of us went to prison for a long time. What have we gotten? What has been the benefit? For again, literally being like holding rallies and protests and door knocking and every day trying to get people behind the Trump administration, and it just never brings us anything. never benefits us tangentially, accidentally. It's infuriating, as PAX Tube official puts it. The GOP won all three branches of government twice in the Trump era, first in 2016 and again in 2024. In all this time, they never tried to restrict birthright citizenship. No laws, no amendments, nothing. This is because the GOP leadership, including Trump, wants birthright citizenship to stay. The whole executive order spectacle is goyslop for the base. And that's absolutely true, because the people who are, you know, dictating these decisions are the big corporations that rely on, you know, super cheap slave labor. And the Republicans are still enthralled to them. The anti-immigration wing of the GOP has conclusively achieved nothing in the last 10 years, despite insisting Trump was different and attacking those who are anti-GOP as pro-immigration. Rightoids will now tell their audience that this isn't the GOP's fault and they must vote Republican again in 2028. Nope. No, I say do not. Do not reward the Republicans. I don't know if they'll even learn their lesson at that point, but we certainly can't reward them. Let's go. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to a very good video about all of this and where this goes and how we got here on the other side. But I actually want to start because we have a new product at thealexjonesstore.com. It's bovine colostrum gummies, right? Yeah, bovine colostrum gummies. Chewable gut support. They're a great flavor. They actually taste amazing. I think they're the best tasting gummies that we've ever had. I really like the Irish Sea Moss and the Shilajit gummies, but colostrum is the best. I mean, it just straight up tastes like gummy candy. You really can't tell the difference. Like, you can't tell it's a vitamin gummy. It just tastes like a normal gummy, but it's got colostrum plus, which of course brings you incredible gut support, delivering a premium high potency colostrum in a delicious chewable form, formulated to support the immune defense, your immune defense, gut integrity, and muscle recovery. These gummies combine convenience with clinically meaningful dosing, setting a new standard in the colostrum supplement category. And of course, supplement colostrum is all the rage right now. I've seen other people advertising colostrum gummies. And if you're out there looking for the best possible version of this product, you know we have it. You know we don't skimp. You know we don't cut corners. We always bring you the best. So if you're out there looking for what's the best, just, you know, do your own research, you know, look it up, and what you'll find is we have the best. And you can skip all that by just knowing that from your past experience, we always have the best supplements. And it's, there was another story actually earlier this week. I didn't cover it. But it was like a hit piece about Shilajit. And we've always said, you've got to get the high quality Shilajit. And it's sort of the same with lots of supplements. People can be a little wonky on the ingredients list, or you know, you can say proprietary blend and it's all just caffeine to make you feel like something's happening. Like, we don't do any of that stuff. We get the best quality product. We purify it to the best possible degree. We combine it with other ingredients to make it bioavailable. We do all of that. So, you know, there's lots of new sort of trendy supplements right now. And so you get a ton of companies all trying to jump on it and say, oh, we've got the best. No, we've got the best. And you look into it and it's all, to a very large degree, total trash. But you can always come to thealexjonesstore.com and know that we've done the research. We've done the due diligence. We've investigated the sources. We've generated the processes to refine it to the maximum degree. If you've ever wanted to try anything like Shilajit, Irish Sea Moss, colostrum, and you just go, I don't know which one to get. There's some that are super cheap, some that are super expensive. They both can't be the same. InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, rather. The Alex Jones Network, thealexjonesstore.com, has the best product you can find at the best price we could possibly offer it. And usually it's on massive discount, as many of our products are right now with the summer kickoff sale, including the Shilajit Complex capsules, buy one, get one free, and Ultimate Life Force, buy one, get one 50% off. But I'm gonna tell you some pretty crazy stuff on the other side. Let me first show you our new product, Bovine Colostrum Plus Gummies, available now at thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Here's Alex.
I'm about to tell you a great truth, but like most great truths, everybody already knows it. But do you act on it? How you look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. If you see your neighbor and they look all kind of green or stumbling around sweating, you're like, hey, Bob, are you sick? Yeah, I got the flu. If somebody's glowing and happy and looks super healthy, you ask them, hey, what are you doing to be so healthy? Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. And, you know, doctors push it because it works. And nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. The Alex Jones Store's bovine colostrum is a private label of the top brand in the country. It's up to 4 times stronger than leading competitors, and it's the strongest out there and the highest rated. It gives you all of the key ingredients at the highest quality level that hasn't been pasteurized, so it hasn't been heated up to ruin the cofactors that are in it. But as quickly as I can, I want to just read you some of what is in this bovine colostrum and announce to you that we don't just have the powder now. We have these naturally flavored, amazing grape gummies that are even more concentrated than the powder. A 1 month supply, 2 gummies a day, and it doesn't just do your hair, nails, and skin. That's the outward thing it does. It's what it does to your gut and your organs. The gummy format also habituates you because it tastes so good to remember to take it, and kids love it as well. 600 milligrams per serving, every 2 gummies. A clinically meaningful dose, not a token amount, but a strong dose that will really give you great results. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthy. Have a better life, a true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Go today, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. If you want to let them know who sent you, they're the new Bovine Colostrum Plus gummies. Great flavor, chewable gut support. And I am going to be adding these to my daily regimen. Of gummies that I eat that keep me healthy. And I'm actually going to wait to play the video I was going to play on the other side so I can play you the whole thing, since we're almost out of time on this side of the break. But when we get back, I'm going to show you a couple takes again on what could happen as a consequence of the birthright citizenship decision. The only thing really being floated right now is this Axios has the story. No expectant moms at the border, Trump's birthright plan B. After losing the birthright citizenship case at the Supreme Court, President Trump's aides and MAGA allies quickly pivoted to a new plan, blocking pregnant foreign women from entering the United States. Why not? I would do that. And people are like, you're going to make people take a pregnancy test at the border? First of all, why not? What would be the problem with that? You people were okay with shoving a Q-tip up my kid's nose to, you know, force him to take a COVID test, an incredibly painful and horrifying procedure. I don't think peeing on a stick is all that much to ask for somebody trying to get into our country, but no, I'm willing to go with you. How about, we can't even think that you might be pregnant. How about no fatties? How about no overweight ladies? What if we do that? Would that be better? Again, this whole thing's absurd. How about no more immigrants at all? But no, I think it's perfectly valid and reasonable and probably not that difficult to go, are you pregnant? And if they say no, but in fact they are, then you can say, well, you lied on your intake form. You have abandoned, you know, any rights that you would have had. You're being expelled and your kid's going with you. But they'll never do that. They'll let it stay. They want the immigrants. They're not on our side. That's my take.
But first, listen to me very carefully. I've got all these studies and articles out. Breastfeeding protects babies against ADHD, autism, low IQs. The brain's up to 1/3 smaller if they never get mother's milk. Breastfeeding protects baby against risk of ADHD in another major study. New study strongly links Merck's Gardasil HPV vaccine to all sorts of neurological disorders. Why is corn syrup in so many American infant formulas? Some of them are up to 70%. So deadly, so bad. Plus synthetic vitamins and minerals, which are actually toxic. Adverse effects of infant formula made with corn syrup solids on the development of eating behaviors in Hispanic children. Definitely linked to the obesity and diabetes and all the rest of it. Corn syrup and formula, absolutely not safe. Well, what's the opposite of corn syrup and fake milk? It's colostrum. Notice hospitals tell people, oh, give your baby milk the first few weeks, you know, fake milk. Oh, don't worry about breastfeeding. And then the mother's milk never comes in. So then about half the mothers never have their milk come in. So they go right on the formula. Formula, high-tech sounding name. Ooh, trust the science. And all the studies are the brains are much smaller, lower IQs, all these serious problems. Because your brain's made out of fat mainly, and you need the mother's fat to do that. But the colostrum has all the mother's immunity, it's a natural vaccine, all these peptides, all these super nutrients. Well, I already have colostrum. I take some of it. My mom's really into it. One day I came over to her house and I gave her two canisters of it and told her, tell me what you think of this. But I forget about it. It's my dad's birthday last year. We're at an Italian restaurant. And she starts saying, and she never wants to be on air. She said, I'll go on air for this. She goes, look at my hair. He goes, it's gray. There's a lot of it, but it's gray. She goes, look, it's coming back in blonde. Look at this. Look at this. She goes, and look at David. He was totally bald. He's been on a few months. It's literally hairs coming in. And if you look it where it was already, it's coming in brown and it's gray here. This is insane. This is way better. I want more of that. I want more of that. I said, okay, I'll get it for you. You can buy it at alexjonesstore.com.
And a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
So you need to get it. It's buy one, get one free. Until tomorrow night, because I really didn't plug it. The sale launched Friday. Bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free right now. Never seen my mom on air before. She said, no, I'll do it. So I said, well, you say that on camera. So she repeated some of it on camera. You've been on colostrum now 2 months. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm serious. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
You put that on.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker. That's how good this is. And she's been on colostrum forever. She was a master swimmer and, you know, triathlete. And she's in super good shape at 76. But the point is that she swears by it. And she looked healthy before, but she looks even younger now. And she gobbles it. She takes way more than one scoop a day. We got it. You owe it to yourself. It's not just good for your hair and skin and all the rest of it. Imagine what it's doing internally. This is the superfood of superfood from the mama mammal to the baby. This is the Uber milk. Bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it funds the second American Revolution worldwide.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks. I'm about to play a video that I found to be very powerful. For not because the guy is a really powerful speaker, the exact opposite, actually. Because we could get up here and rant and rave and yell and scream. But I feel like it's almost more effective when you hear this guy who's just seems like the most regular dude ever. And he's expressing our current situation. He's bemoaning our current reality in a way that's like, how does everybody not feel like this? Like, who could listen to this guy and not agree with him and not be like, yeah, you're right, this sucks. And, well, I'll play the video in just a second, but interestingly, right before we went live, I just happened to see this as the latest X on my tweet on my X feed. Oilfield Rando responds to a quote, a tweet from End Wokeness. End Wokeness says, Buffalo City Hall in New York raises a Somalia flag one day after canceling 4th of July fireworks. Oil Phil Rando responds, it sure sucks being conquered by literally the dumbest people on the planet. Yeah, that is like, that's it. That's the situation where we are being conquered by the dumbest people on the planet. I'm not exaggerating. Who are the two populations that right now are doing the most exploitation of the American system? I'll give you a hint. It's the two nations that routinely sit at the very, very, very bottom of the list of Human Development Index. It's Somalia and Haiti. Literacy, freedom of action, like any list of human development that you care to put countries on, Somalia and Haiti will be the last two countries on almost all of those lists. And yet, somehow, the United States of America is being conquered and defeated by populations who couldn't even make it in these countries. So I feel like that's it. I mean, I feel like that sums it up. We are being conquered by the dumbest people on the planet. And there's a very simple reason why. And this is laid out by this poster. And I'll get you his exact name, because I really was very impressed by this video. And I encourage you to share it. But for now, we'll play it here. It says, "This is my longest video yet, reflecting on thoughts as I process the birthright citizenship decision." Let's watch.
Where has logic gone in this world? It really sucks today that we are getting so many losses on such crucial decisions in the Supreme Court, the SAVE Act in the Senate, and many other things. And what's difficult about being somebody like me and a lot of people on X is that we are what I would say hyper-involved, hyper-political. You're probably way more in the know than most of your family members if they're not equally online like we are, or watching, you know, the news and discussing this stuff on the daily, right? But it really sucks whenever the Supreme Court just gets something so wrong. Like Clarence Thomas's dissent on the decision for birthright citizenship is so spot on. Like the 14th Amendment was clearly written for slaves and their children. Why would you ever have a country where you can just hop across the border, have a kid, and then suddenly, well, you get to stay. You just punch your ticket. And I get kind of burned out on this whole topic of, well, America is a country of immigrants built by immigrants. Yeah, it's true that they're like, you know, during the colonial times, people were coming here from Europe and settling here, and they are immigrants. But once you establish a rule of law and so you conquered a nation or you conquered a continent from the Indians, and now you're being conquered and you're mad about it. Well, okay, like, yeah, that's what happened. But also at the same time, like, we did conquer this and we won, and I'm mad that my side right now, if this is a conquering that is happening, that my side seems to be powerless. We're told it's got to be handled in elections. We've got to handle these problems in our elections. And they're not wrong. But I don't see us handling this in elections. Not enough people show. So it's like it's almost like we're getting what we deserve. Then right now we have all the power, though. And even our own team who is in the Senate they're not passing the SAVE Act. So I don't have as much faith in our elections as I would have if the SAVE Act was enacted, right? Excuse me. And so it's just like we have the tools to fight it right now, but the people who are supposed to be fighting it for us, who we elected and sent to Washington with a mandate, are not fighting for us. So do elections actually solve any of this? Do elections fix this? And I see a rising sentiment that we don't vote ourselves out of this anymore. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse until we die or we fight it back. We fight back. And I'm a Christian. And, you know, looking at what the Bible has to teach us about this stuff, right? It's going to get worse until he comes back and calls us all to his kingdom. You know, as Christians, we're supposed to vote. We're supposed to care about, you know, our laws and our country and stuff. But in the end, you're not going to stop what is prophesied. But it just sucks, you know? It just sucks. I don't know. It's really hard to have a positive outlook on life. I get really worked up over what I see happening in Europe. I have four small kids. And I get really worked up. I get worried about their future. I get worried about if I did them a disservice by having them. I don't regret having them. But I worry that if we continue down this path, what does their future look like? Because from what I'm seeing, if you're in the United Kingdom right now or in Australia, your daughters are probably going to be gang raped by a bunch of Muslims one day. And I don't know. I just don't know. Is that blown out of proportion? Is that dramatic? Is the algorithm swaying my opinion? I don't think Muslims are our friends in their entirety. I don't know. It's hard to have a positive outlook on life today with all of the losses we keep experiencing. It's hard to have the energy to keep fighting it. I guess for me, it's give my kids the best life that I can give them, teach them morals and values, teach them how to defend themselves, teach them to know God. That's probably the most important. But where do we go from here? I don't know. If you've made it this long, let me know.
So yeah, I thought that video was absolutely fantastic. His name is Brian Eastwood. He's on X at Brian Eastwood X. That's Brian Eastwood X. I retweeted it. You can find it on my page at Harrison H. Smith if you're a follower of mine. But I resonate with that completely, and I'm kind of torn about this because I've seen my role in the information war this entire time. One of my main responsibilities is like trying to keep up morale, knowing that this is in fact a war we're fighting, and you know, the quote from Napoleon is like 9/10 of victory is morale. And of course, just knowing like you're not defeated until you believe yourself so. And certainly at least some portion of the driving motivation behind what's going on in the world today is to demoralize us. There is absolute like the way things are timed, you know, build up hope, get a lot of, you know, momentum going and then cut it off the knees. Like that's designed to make you feel hopeless. It's not hopeless by any means. And I was talking about this yesterday, just like small town Texas or on Monday, and just like, okay, it's still here. There's still this like thriving, very vibrant, you know, core of human activity, human capital, really. We've got plenty. I actually tweeted this out yesterday. Somebody cut out the clip from the show. And thank you, by the way, if you cut out clips from the show and put them online, tag me. I would love to retweet them. I really appreciate it. So thank you. If you're somebody that does that, you're the best and I love you. But I tweeted that out explaining it this way. Right now we have all the human capital that we could possibly need. If we could organize it, none of this would be a problem. We can fix these problems very easily. And we have plenty of brilliant, motivated, powerful people who could do this. My fear is that human capital is being whittled away. And by the time people wake up to the threat that we're in, that human capital is going to be insufficient to dealing with the problem. It's sufficient now. We could deal with it now. We just can't get people on board. People are unwilling to admit the situation, unwilling to fully like come to terms with what they know to be true. That this trajectory that we're going down is hugely dangerous for all of us. And, you know, in that video, Brian Eastwood says, you know, for people in the UK and Australia, like your kids, your daughters going to end up gang raped. That sounds extreme. Obviously, that sounds like, you know, fear-mongering, but play it out in your head. I mean, how long until these countries are majority Muslim? And once they're majority Muslim, what's stopping the Muslims from voting to turn it into a Muslim theocracy? And once your state is enforcing Muslim, you know, whatever they call it, Sharia law, essentially, how do they put it? Decency laws, or however they say it. Basically, it won't be a cultural, it won't be cultural pressure that's telling women to put hoods on their head. It'll be a law. The police will come after them if they don't. So it's not actually that far-fetched. I mean, according to official projections, my kids will not even be middle-aged by the time Europe is majority Muslim. What happens then? I think we know what happens. I think the Muslims vote to make it a Muslim country. And just like all the countries in the Middle East that used to be Christian, they ain't Christian anymore, and there's no sign they're returning anytime soon. And in a way, while I'm not an accelerationist, I would like to get it kicked off. There is part of me that's like, maybe our endless faith in this system is misplaced, and maybe we would be better off not voting for socialists to think that the accelerated timeline of collapse will somehow turn in our benefit, but like deliberately intervening in a powerful and possibly violent way, that's going to have to be necessary somewhat soon. I know people are going to call me a fearmonger. They're going to, you know, say I'm encouraging violence or something. No, I'm telling you reality that some point in the future, either my generation, but more likely my son's generation, are going to have to physically fight for their existence because of the way things are going, because the people that are supposed to represent us, that are supposed to be the leaders of our communities, have sold out completely to our enemies. We're not going to be able to vote our way out of this, and there's going to come a point where you're not going to be able to avoid the consequences either. Somebody's going to have to fight. Like it's actually kind of weird, but I genuinely feel like I have a responsibility to like prepare my kids to like be in battle. Like, and it sounds absurd. I've never been in battle. I don't even know what it's like. No idea. But you think back to like the Hundred Years' War, or you know, any conflict that went on for a long time, of course you had, you know, people fighting in it and then their kids fighting in it, and you raise them like, no, this is what you're going to have to do, because you're going to die if you're not ready for it, because it's not actually a choice that you're going to make. This will be imposed upon you. There's no sign that that trajectory is going to alter anytime soon. One of the major barriers to us solving any of this is Israel. Once again, this is why we make it such a prominent feature in our coverage, is because you can see the way the Republicans work for Israel, that they get things done that they won't do for anybody else. And you have to understand, you have to see that as political capital that is being stolen directly from you. Israel did not elect Donald Trump. They may have given him some money, but I didn't think that mattered. I thought the point of Trump was that he didn't need your money. Israel didn't elect Donald Trump. Israel isn't even working for Donald Trump. Israel has hijacked the Trump presidency and is going to leave him a broken, shattered, humiliated shell of himself, because he won't oppose them. He won't fight back against them. And they are responsible for a lot of this. A lot of this. And it's like a major barrier to us being able to get back on track. When you're, when you've got Donald Trump surrounded by the likes of Ben Shapiro, what do you think Ben Shapiro's, you know, objectives are? What do you think Mark Levin's objectives? They don't care about illegal immigration. So if they're the ones with Trump's ear, it's their priorities that are being served, not ours. It's being stolen from us. That's the only way to think about this. I'm not talking about in a vague or nuanced way. I'm talking about like directly. Like, for example, let's go to, well, first let's go to clip number 29, because I feel like Frank Wright, friend of the show, brilliant, I don't know, rhetorician, I don't know. His rhetoric is just unparalleled, absolutely incredible. And he, I feel like, appropriately defines the crime being committed against Western countries right now, because I, like he expresses, feel that words lack the impact to describe what I feel when I look at the literal murder of a people, murder of a culture, murder of a continent that is happening in Europe. It's indescribably evil what's being done. But here's Frank Wright describing it as well as any human can. Let's watch.
I'd first like to start by saying that every revolution succeeds when it successfully subtracts all historical memory from anything before itself. So I understand your profound sense of confusion and even despair at being born into this moment without any idea about what we've lost. When you subtract so much on a civilizational scale, it is a crime so vast it has no name. And that's what we've suffered. And that's why so many of our younger generation feel utterly bewildered, placeless, and their lives are meaningless and frankly hopeless. Because if they think this is all there is, and that's what the system says, the liberal system says this is all there is, this is the verdict of history, this is utopia, the best of all possible worlds, then they basically give up on hope completely. And can you blame them? If they fall into drugs and pornography and computer game addiction and antisocial and withdraw completely into some state of kind of desperate hikikomori withdrawal, a complete rejection. This, we're breaking the spirit of the younger generation. And that,
liberty.
That's meaningful. It's meaningful and it's immoral. And it basically violates, if you have any respect whatsoever for the essential dignity of human life, it's completely unacceptable. It's not even a political question. It's such an act of vandalism against the human spirit. And it's obvious. And if you just go and ask any young people and say, why don't you just go and ask them a simple question? When are you going to save up to buy a house? They just laugh at you. Of course they're not going to do that. There's no realistic hope of self-betterment. Or what's your vocation in life? We don't speak of vocations anymore. People just get by, usually, on debt. So the meaning of your life has been degraded to a basic form of subsistence, where you just have to try and survive what's effectively a kind of war zone on the human spirit.
War zone on the human spirit. Again, I'm really not sure the English language is even capable of expressing what's actually being done, but that gets as close as humanly possible. And again, I can't help but connect this to the fact that the Republican Party are assigned, chosen, the only vessel we have for our representation has been hijacked completely by Israel. Meanwhile, this is the type of stuff Israel gets up to. Let's go to clip number 28 here. These are the guardians of the West, our greatest allies. You know, if we don't support them, you know, Europe would be overrun by Muslims, right? Let's watch.
Waiting to help them on the beaches of Greece are the last people the Syrians might expect. Volunteers from Israel.
My name is Tali Shaltiel. I'm here with Israel, an Israeli-based NGO.
My name is Majida Kardosh. I'm here as a medical team. I work as a nurse.
My name is Iris Adler. I live in Tel Aviv. I just finished med school in Tel Aviv University. I came here through Israel to be on the coast as a doctor.
My name is Manal Shadi. I'm from Nazareth, and I'm the team lead of Israel in Greece.
Our job here is to receive the boats of the refugees that are coming from the Turkish side to the Greek side. There are many, many volunteers on the beach, not many medical teams.
on the line from the Turkish side, they're going through a lot of problems. Their smugglers there are asking them to pay between $1,000 to $5,000 per person. A lot of time they're just shoving them into boats that should fit 50 people, but there are 150 people on the boat. They just leave them midway through the sea and they tell
them. All right, let's pause it. Do you understand what you're seeing here? Do you understand what you're watching? The nation of Israel has something called Israaid, which I guess is like USAID, USAID, right? Where they send Israelis to Greece to help facilitate the invasion of Greece by Syrian refugees who are fleeing the war that was created on behalf of Israel. So Israel feels threatened by the axis of resistance. They get America to train a bunch of rebels to try to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. They start the Syrian civil war following their failure to invade Lebanon in 2006. So they start this war in Syria, create the refugee crisis, and then send operatives into Europe to help facilitate this. And it's like they're shy about it. It's not like it's even undercover. They're acting like what they're doing is a humanitarian thing. They are literally aiding and abetting the invasion of Europe by a bunch of Muslim anti-Semites that a few years later, they're going to claim, you know, have to be dealt with by having digital ID. And that, you know, you're a Islamophobe if you point out that they also tend to run giant rape gangs on white girls. So it's like, how do you think we're ever going to solve the American problems of immigration or being bankrupted from overseas wars when the Republican Party, the only one that even pretends to care about America, spends all of its time and all of its effort helping the very people that are behind the immigration and the wars in the Middle East? And everything, and DEI, and everything else. Like, what do you think is going to happen? And again, if they say it, oh, it's just their humanitarian tikkun olam. I mean, they're just bringing light to the world, aren't they? But if I say, hey, there's a bunch of Israelis that are actually behind the invasion of Europe by Muslims on purpose, am I an anti-Semite? Maybe. Who cares? The fact is, it's happening. And that's the reason the Republican Party will never do anything for us. So, you know, we can do something about that, or we can die. I guess those are our choices.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3% to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. You get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.